Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about narcissistic abuse. And, you know, many of us want to be able to spot it. We want to be able to know the signs and symptoms. We want to understand it better. But many of us also have a blind spot to it. We have a blind spot to narcissistic abuse. So how do we safeguard ourselves? How do we safeguard ourselves from narcissistic abuse? What do we do to make sure that we create that safety net so that we can actually catch into what's happening at least before massive amount of damage is done? And, you know, I think that people say, well, why would I have a blind spot to narcissistic abuse? Well, okay, you know, the reason why we would have a blind spot is because we've been accustomed to it throughout our life. We've been accustomed to it. Possibly you were raised in a family dynamic with a mother or father or aunt or uncle or grandmother or grandfather that was, well, narcissistic. And because they were narcissistic, what? It was our norm. It was what we were used to. It's not like when you were 5 years old, you didn't go, oh, that's narcissism. I can spot it a mile away. Not at all, actually, right? We didn't even know what it was. We just know that it was so-and-so's personality. It's the way they are. It's how they react. It's them. It's their je ne sais quoi. But in the process of this, it's like, well, okay, so we didn't really know what it was. And so then we went through our life as a child, up, you know, growing up. And then we find ourselves surrounded by people, right? We grow up, we get around other people, we hang out. And then we actually probably, as usual, because we are accustomed to it, we find other narcissists to hang out with, right? Because they remind us of grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle or mom or dad. And we begin to be friends with them and we connect very quickly. And it's interesting because it seems like you've known them for a long time because their personality is so similar. And it's funny how we can confuse personalities with, well, narcissism. It's funny how we can confuse personalities with different personality disorders, but, you know, that is what it is. It's almost like mixing up the idea of somebody having an accent versus somebody that just has a lower voice or a higher voice. It's definitely not an accent, but it's the word that we've used to conjure that. Completely off base, but still the same. So what is narcissistic abuse? So if we have a blind spot, a possible blind spot, and I think that many of you listening, if you're listening live on the radio or you're watching on social media, if you're listening on the radio, if you get a chance, you can always watch the live stream video on Facebook. You can go to Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. You can go to my Facebook page. You can go to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess Facebook page, or you can go to YouTube. Just go to YouTube and put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, and you can watch it live. So what are some situations where we get narcissistic abuse? Okay. Well, we can have emotional abuse. We can have mental abuse. We can have physical, sexual, financial. And, you know, the thing about this is that a lot of times, right, it goes under the radar. It's not like it's easily detected. It's not like you're like, ah-ha-ha, that's some narcissistic abuse right there. I can find that a mile away. Yeah, and I mean, sometimes it is. Sometimes you catch it. But most of the time, we don't see it because we've been accustomed to it. Most of the time, the red flags are flying, but we're either not seeing the red flags or we don't want to see the red flags, right? And a lot of times, too, when we're dealing with someone that's a skilled narcissist, there's two things that are happening hand in hand. Right? We have manipulation and we have control. And there's lots of ways of getting control over somebody that actually is very cool for the person that's receiving it in the very beginning because they don't really know, right? So showering someone with gifts, being very generous, you know, making, you know, and it's interesting. I was reading some articles on on narcissism and the wealthy narcissist, and how sometimes when people are able to, you know, shower gifts and, you know, create that type of environment and pay for the expensive trips and do that, that can be the very beginning to really pull somebody in, and it can feel very good, right? It's this love bombing thing, right? You don't have to be wealthy or not wealthy. It doesn't matter about the financial status you have. But the more of a whirlwind that's created, right, the more interesting it becomes. But it's interesting how that love bombing can change very quickly, right? The love bombing can change very quickly. And it's interesting because we can get very used to that, very accustomed to it, because, you know, many of us have come from situations where we didn't get things like that. We weren't given gifts. We weren't showered with that type of thing. You know, maybe we didn't come from an environment where that was even an option. And, you know, we watch TV and we watch movies and we see the whirlwind romances where somebody gets whisked away, you know, to Paris or whisked away to anywhere. And all these things are amazing, and it's like this match made in heaven, and we all go, oh, wow, I wish I could have that type of relationship. But again, that kind of plays into the concept of the love bombing. And not everybody that does that is love bombing, obviously, but, you know, it does play into that for us to have another blind spot to what's really happening. You know, the interesting part about the narcissist is that when we're dealing with the narcissist, one of the things that we deal with more often than not, when we're talking about manipulation, is gaslighting. And I've done a couple of videos actually on gaslighting, where you can find those on YouTube. You can just go to my page and I think just look up gaslighting. But yeah, gaslighting is a very interesting scenario. Gaslighting is a great usage of manipulation, and many of you know what gaslighting is, and if you don't, let's talk about it real quick. Let's describe it, and let me give you some instances of gaslighting, because a lot of times we don't even know that it's gaslighting. See, that's the thing, is that there's all these words for things, right? And sometimes we don't really know what the word is for. There's actually a word for it. There's a word for it. And basically, gaslighting can create what I would like to call smoke and mirrors, distortion. It's really good at kind of crazy making, right? So gaslighting really helps to create this kind of crazy making, questioning of oneself blender of emotions. And it enables folks that are using this to kind of get us off of task, to get us ungrounded. You know, I don't like to use the word grounded. It sounds like, you know, remember when you were a kid and you got grounded because you did something wrong? I just don't like it. But when I mean by grounded in that terminology, I meant like affixed, you know, like feeling good about ourselves, feeling solid, right? But what happens is that it kind of challenges us to question ourselves. It challenges us to question ourselves. And it's certain things that are being done, and it's used to trigger, it's used to belittle, it's used to distort reality, right? Because if I can distort reality enough, I'm going to have you questioning and on eggshells enough that you're not really going to know where your head ends and your butt begins, right? Because I'm going to keep you guessing the whole time. And what's great about that, and, you know, from a manipulative sort of mind, is that, you know, if you have any questions about what's going on, you're going to begin to question yourself before you're going to question me. Because you're going to say, wow, something must be wrong with me. So the first thing that's interesting about gaslighting is what I've seen with some folks recently, especially in some sessions that we've been working on, is one of the things that the other person will say to them is, you know, you're just insecure, you're jealous, you're extremely jealous. And it's a lot of name calling, right? It's a lot of name calling. So it's the jealousy, right? It's you're jealous, right? It's the insecure, right? You know, it's interesting because these serve a purpose, right? So if you're being told that you're jealous, what normally happens is you start anyway, maybe I am jealous. If you're being told enough that you're jealous, or you're being told enough that you're insecure, what happens? We begin to question our own reality. Maybe I am. Maybe I need to figure this out. And it's interesting because it's off target, and it can make us question our reality. See, that gaslighting is about questioning reality. Okay? Because there was that movie, what was it, Gaslight? I can't remember the name of it. Pretty old school movie. I guess it was Gaslight. I guess that was the name of the movie. And in the film, you know, the boyfriend slash husband tries to basically make his wife go insane by turning up and down the lights and kind of messing with her, and her keep asking about it, and her him saying, you know, basically this is not happening. So she kind of starts losing it slowly but surely. You know, the other option on gaslighting is you're sensitive, you're overreacting, you're so sensitive, you're constantly overreacting. And, you know, it's interesting because when you're being told that, it creates this factor of questioning your reality. It creates, it makes you begin to question, am I overreacting? And what happens is that we start pulling back away from who we truly are. We start pulling back away from our personality. We start slowly changing our personality to try to get this person to not call us names anymore. Right? I mean, the last thing we want to do is to be labeled as overly sensitive or labeled as jealous when we're not jealous. You know, and that's an interesting part, is that a lot of times when we begin to be labeled by these, you know, it goes against who we are. It upsets us. But also the biggest thing is that we want them to understand where we're coming from. And so we get upset because we try to prove our value. We try to prove them we aren't insecure. We try to prove the fact that I am not jealous. So we go way out of the way to try to prove that. You know, another type of gaslighting that I think is very interesting, and this happens a lot, not only in relationships, like romantic relationships, this happens at work a lot, in the work setting. When somebody makes fun of you and says, it's just a joke. Oh, come on, what's wrong with you? You can't take a joke, you're so super sensitive. Yeah, look at Ashley over there, can't take a joke. Golly, I mean, she's got no humor whatsoever. You know, as they pat you on the, knee, as they make complete fun of you in front of everybody, right? And so it's like this is the factor here. This is what's going on. You know, that's the key. And you know, it's like interesting because it's like, you know, in order to prepare ourselves and to power ourselves up, we just got to be aware of what's happening. And that's what this show is dedicated to today, is that it's about, okay, let's figure it out. Let's look at what's happening. We were dealing with narcissistic abuse. Let's understand what it looks like. And then let's figure out a plan so that we don't have to fall into this trap. Let's figure out what we need to do to begin to, well, first off, understand our programming, because we have a tendency, if we have had a blind spot to this, because that's the caveat here. It's one thing to have never been raised around a narcissist, never been impacted by a narcissist. Somebody coming at you from that perspective of narcissistic, you're going to be like, what's wrong with this person? But if you have a blind spot to it, right, it seems very familiar. That's the spot here. That's what's important to take from this, is because if you've never been around a narcissist when you were growing up, when somebody comes around with this, you're going to be like, this person's intolerable. Right, what do they think they're saying? What do they think they are? But if you've been around it, that's what we're talking about. This is the key, because when you've been around it, you've been exposed to it. You didn't know what you were being exposed to. It became your normal. Then you found other people that were your normal, that had that same similarity, that you feel, oh, I feel like I've known this person forever, but it's really not based on that. It's based on their personality, which is also based on a personality disorder. So that's where we're going. So stay tuned. We'll be talking more about that, more about ways that you can begin to safeguard, understanding the gaslighting, understanding the denial, understanding the victimization, so you get it all clear. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking about what narcissistic abuse is, how to spot it. How to spot it for some of us that have blind spots to it, right? We have blind spots because we've been raised around it. We've been engaged with it from day one. And we didn't know what it was. It wasn't like we had a label for it. It wasn't like you were a little kid going, oh, yeah, they're narcissistic. No, it wasn't like that at all. We're like, well, that's just their personality. That's how they are. You don't think about it. Just go with it. You try to mitigate it. You try to do whatever you can. You try to get in the position and be the best. You try to change yourself, you know, augment yourself to a different reality to get them to like you, to get them to be there for you, to get them to stand up for you, whatever it looks like. It's like all of a sudden you become this, like, show pony. You know, whatever you can do, and we don't realize that that becomes the way of life. It's like you got one day they're happy with you, the next day they're not. One day they're telling you that you don't know what you're talking about, the next, you know what I'm saying? Like, or you're imagining all this, you're taking this too seriously, you're sensitive. I think it's interesting when somebody brings up the fact that you're imagining all this, and that's a form of gaslighting. Another form of gaslighting is you're the problem, not me, right? And one of the biggest ones that I find and this is something that many of you might have dealt with in a personal relationship, is when somebody says, you know what, you're the one with the problem. You're the one with the mental issue. You're the one that needs to get help. Now, everybody needs to get help and clarity, you know what I'm saying? And everybody needs to understand themselves. But when somebody pushes that agenda on you and makes you feel that that's the reality, that's something that we really have to be aware of, right? And it's like, oh, am I crazy? Am I the one that's losing it? Maybe I am. Maybe I am. And then you start, like, really playing into that. And it's interesting how we, many of us have been programmed when we've been raised around the narcissist. We've been programmed to what? To be more codependent, trying to figure out, how do I fit in? How do I get them to like me? How do I get them to do this? How do I get to do that? How do I get back on this, like, this high or this pedestal? You know, how all these things are going on in your head. So a lot of times when somebody's saying that, instead of saying, that's crazy, you actually go, wow, you know what? Maybe they're right. Okay, maybe I am. Maybe there is something wrong with me. And then that begins to play in your mind too. Maybe I'm the reason for all this. Maybe I'm the reason for this behavior. Now, what's interesting though is there comes a time when many of us wake up to it, right? We start waking up to the fact that something just seems a little bit off. Something just seems a little bit off. Okay? And we start going, okay, you know what? I don't know if I feel great about this. Maybe we start realizing that we don't feel great around this person. Maybe we start realizing that we're questioning ourselves so much, but we're not questioning ourselves around other people, just this one person. Maybe we can't even be ourselves. Maybe when we're around them, we're like our stomach hurts, we get a headache, maybe we get overwhelmed, we don't know what to say, we get jumbled up in our mouth trying to figure out what to say, but you don't feel that way around other people. So it's like, why is that? And it's interesting because It's we have to be able to connect with that. But once we realize what's happening, we have to realize that normally if we call someone out that's a narcissist, we have to be very careful, because there might be a smear campaign. There might be blackmail, especially if this is somebody at work or somebody in a friend group. You see what I'm saying? Even if it's somebody that you're with that you break up with, if they feel like you have enough information on them to make them look bad, they're going to go after you before you probably have the chance, because they've already probably been placing these little nuggets of wisdom in other people's head, telling people how you are without you even knowing it. You know, the flying monkeys are already around. They're already telling people, don't trust so-and-so, or this person's crazy, or you know what, they're always making up this stuff, and I'm dealing with them, and I don't know if I can handle it. So being careful, we got to be careful, and the best thing we can do is to either end these relationships as much as we can, or we need to be able to not fall into this trap. And so when I return, I'm going to be talking more about what we can do to create an honest identity within ourselves, to be able to feel and see when somebody's walking over the stuff in our life and trying to walk over our boundaries. We got to know where our boundaries stand. We got to even know why we have boundaries and what the boundaries are about to begin with. It's not just random boundaries. So we're going to be talking about that when I return. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. California plans to require masks for all students in the fall, despite guidance from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that says vaccinated students and teachers don't need to wear them amid proper physical distancing. State health officials said the requirement will allow for full-time in-person learning and for all students to be treated the same, whether they're vaccinated or not.
For months, the Biden White House refrained from criticizing Republican officials who played down the importance of the coronavirus vaccinations or sought to make political hay of the federal government's all-out effort to drive shots into arms. Not any longer.
We need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oft times door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about narcissistic abuse, how to understand it, how to spot it, the manipulation, the gaslighting, just kind of feeling like questioning yourself, being in a blender of emotion, being told that you're selfish, you're jealous, you're mean, you know, you're overpowering, you're sensitive, you're, you know, just belittling you, making you question your reality. Perhaps they're saying that you're crazy. You're the one with the problem. You have a real problem. And it's interesting how we begin to believe these labels are our truth. And that's one of the big things that I find with NPD when you're dealing with someone with narcissism, is that they try to pawn everything on you. You are the reason for all the problems in their life. You are the problematic person, okay? That is it. You are the one. You are the reason for it, okay? They're not going to step up to the plate and assume any sort of responsibility or blame. I always think it's funny, too. It's like when you're dealing with some of these folks, cluster B sometimes. This is an example that I came over the other day that's kind of funny. You've been at work all day. You get home from work and the house is blown up and it's in rubble, right? And you're like, what happened here? And if you say that they did it, that's going to be a problem. If you say, well, I guess we both blew down the house, that would maybe be acceptable. Because at least you have to take 50-50% of the blame, but probably somehow or not, even though you were at work, it's your blame. And I know that's an extreme example, but it's a funny example, but it's true. Right? Because there's something that you did. One of the biggest things that I find that's very interesting when you're dealing with a narcissist, and if you haven't dealt with this before, then I don't know, because I think that everybody's dealt with this, is that you start questioning everything that you've said or done, and you go, gosh, what if I would have just said that? Maybe if I would have just said it that way, everything would be okay. Maybe if I just would have done that. Maybe if I would have just gone over there. Maybe if I would have just sent that text. Maybe if I would have just said that analogy. Okay, that's where we get with the narcissist, is we think that it comes down to this one comment, that we could have changed everything based on this one little interaction. And they get you to believe that, right? They get you to believe that. You start propelling yourself in this reality because you think it all boils down to that, and it all boils down to you. Because, see, you get groomed into believing that everything that happens that's negative is based on something that you've done. So you start walking on eggshells because you want to be this perfect person all the time. Because if you're perfect and you do everything right, there'll be no problems, because you've been conditioned to believe that, right? Because if somebody's able to condition you to believe that it's all about you and you're the problem, then guess what? They don't have to do anything. And they can constantly blame you for anything. It's perfect because they get off scot-free. You know, one of the other things that I found, too, that's interesting is that there's points in time where the narcissist will want to listen to you, and they'll listen to you talk about something painful. They'll present this empathic side to them. Usually it happens in the beginning because you're not aware yet that it's not real. And what happens in that empathic side is that you start telling stuff about you, and a lot of times you divulge things, and guess what? You divulge things that, guess what, they're going to use against you. But you don't know it, because at the time they're being so nice. And you say something like, well, I did this, and, you know, I've never gotten past that in my life, and it just upsets me so much, and I can't believe I did this, and I still feel bad about it. And at the time they're like, oh, I'm here for you, and it's okay, and we'll get through it. And you talk about these struggles, and then, you know, later on down the road, when something like that is necessary, they're going to throw that back in your face. Well, remember when you did this 2 years ago? How am I supposed to trust you now? It's that forever ammunition. It's that, oh my gosh, we opened the door to Pandora's box. We let somebody in, and guess what? They use it against us. And these are the things that I want you to think about, because it's hard when you have a blind spot. Many of you are at the other side where you've let the relationship go, you've done everything you can, you finally stood up for yourself, or maybe, you know, whatever, you finally said, you know, I can't handle this anymore because I'm going to have to live my life. I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of being questioned. I'm so tired of being told that I'm a bad person, that I'm a mean person, that I'm an evil person, that I'm greedy. I'm so tired of hearing that you finally let it go. But then what happens is a lot of times these folks will try to come back into your life. And whether you're listening on the radio or you're on social media, you can actually watch the live feed here on Facebook, Ashley Burgess, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S. You can watch on YouTube. You just go to YouTube, put in Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S for the channel name, and you can watch it live. And a lot of folks that are commenting are saying that once they let the relationship go, the hoovering began, right? So the person tries to get you back, right? They try to get you back. And it's interesting because they try to get you back because what? They want that supply. They want you back. And so a lot of times we have a tendency of being what? We are the supply to that person. And so one of the things that you can begin to do is that we can sit there and talk about all the signs and symptoms of dealing with narcissistic abuse. And I know that many of you know it. It's mental abuse. It's emotional. It's physical. It can be financial. It could be sexual. It could be the future faking a lot too. Like the future faking of what that person's going to do. Many of you, when you're dealing with a narcissist, have had future faking, like all the stuff that's going to happen and everything that's going to come back. Oh, yeah, you know, in a couple years, we're going to buy a house together. We're going to start this family. I'm going to help you with your business, whatever it looks like. Right? Oh, I'll help pay some of your college student loans, whatever it looks like. And you know, I could list on these future faking. We're going to do this together. We're going to do that. We're going to travel the world together, whatever the future faking is. And then you start buying into that. And so the problem with the future faking is that it sounds really good, and it's something that what you really want or you really need. And that's what's so painful, is when somebody plays on your emotions and plays on your hopes and dreams. That's the painful part, right? And I think many of you have been played on hopes and dreams, and you're like, wow, this person's here, they're amazing, they're going to help me with this. And then all of a sudden, the months go by, and they start going by, and even if you're in it for a very long time, the years go by. And it's interesting that when somebody future fakes with you, we allow them off the hook, right? Because somebody's, they're promising X, Y, Z that you want. They're promising this thing over here, and you want it really bad. And so you go, okay, you know what? The stuff that's happening in the meantime that I'm not really a big fan of, I can overlook this because, you know, this is nothing. We're gonna get married. We're gonna have children. We're gonna have this house. Everything's gonna be great. My life's gonna be great. So I just don't need to worry about what's happening right this moment. But it gives way to the future faking working. But see, the future faking is never going to come about. It's never going to happen. It's the dream that you're chasing. It's the carrot that's being dangled, but there's no real carrot there. It's a picture of a carrot, and it's dangling over your head. You know, and it's interesting, too, some of you that might be dealing with narcissistic abuse, like growing up, maybe you were not the chosen child. Maybe there was a brother or sister that was the golden child. Could do no wrong. The golden child. And everything that she or he did was absolutely amazing. And everything you did was just, wow, God, you just need to get out of the rain. I just wish you'd be more like your brother or sister that he has it all together. You just can't get it together, can you? You know, it's always like you're always in the shadow of them, always kind of been made fun of, always teased. You know, it's interesting when I work with some clients and they tell me about some of the stuff that happened when they were growing up is always interesting. It's like every birthday, you know, like some clients said that every birthday their parents would show the old pictures of them when they were extremely overweight or when they look extremely kind of googly, you know, kind of, you know, just, I mean, we were all kids. We there was a year or two in your life, I'm sure, and for me it's true. Where I kind of looked dorky. You know, maybe I had really thick glasses or, you know, I was a little, whatever. It is what it is. And a little goofy, right? But it's interesting how this happens. And, you know, they bring out those pictures of you being goofy even when you're not goofy anymore. And it's just painful. And it's supposed to be funny when you go, oh, my gosh, I hate that. Oh, I can't believe you brought those pictures out, right? Oh, my gosh, you can't even take a joke. I mean, everybody's just here having fun, yeah, on your expense. But, you know, that's part of it. And so when we deal with that type of, and it's hard because a lot of times when you're dealing with really somebody good at manipulation and narcissistic abuse, you can't put your finger on it. It's so hard, and you become like this. You feel like you're kind of like questioning your reality. And the problem, too, is that in the outside world, the narcissist to other people, it seems so nice. Like, they seem nice because they're not getting the brunt of it, right? Because, and then when they say something to you, it's like funny. It's like they'll make fun of you and be like, oh, come on, isn't this great? You know, and everybody's laughing, and you're over there like, here we go again. I'm just dealing with this, you know, BS. You know, but some of the things that we can do to begin to safeguard ourselves is that we have to figure out what we stand for in our values. We have to understand that because sometimes it can be very hard to pinpoint. It's almost like we're being a private eye. You know, like, did they mean that? Did they say it that way? Because we already know. Subconsciously, we already know. We just want to get the evidence, right? And that's the problem with a lot of these relationships. And I've been there before where I'm over there waiting on evidence. I'm like the PI. Well, let me figure out if this happened. If this happened, you know, and you're over there trying to get the evidence and what happened and everything, but you already know subconsciously that something is extremely wrong. And I think also one of the biggest things is, how do you feel around this person? And I know some of you are going to say, well, the biggest narcissist in my life is a family member that I can't just excommunicate from. Well, you don't have to excommunicate, but you know what you can do? You can step back emotionally. You know what you can do? You can begin to gray rock. Because, see, the more information they know about you emotionally, they know the more they can hijack your emotions. The more they know about your pain and suffering, the more that they can hijack that. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's something that you've got to think about, is that when we open up to these folks, You know, you might as well make a billboard of it, put it out there on the highway wherever you live, and tell everybody about it, because they're going to use it against you. I mean, at least the folks driving on the highway, they're not going to try to use it against you. They're going to be like, that's interesting, I don't know who that is, but, you know. But seriously, I mean, you might as well put a APB or a 411 out. But, you know, that's the thing, is that we have to be aware of that type of situation. We have to realize that. And so gray rocking, if you haven't heard of gray rock, best example, the best definition I can get is that if you're walking around and there's a gray rock, you're not going to sit there and see that, look down and go, look at that amazing gray rock. You're probably not going to see it. That's why it's called gray rocking. You're not going to be like, whoa, look at that gray rock. You know, I actually have a big gray rock that we found a while back in another studio. And I have it. And we have it here in the studio. It's not able to be shown on the video here in the live feed, but we have it. And it was funny because I was like, wow, that's a huge gray rock. But normally you don't sit there and spot gray rocks, right? But okay. But the point of gray rocking is that we're going to not tell what's going on in our life. We're not going to give details and information. We're not going to tell any pain and suffering that's going on in our life or big changes. Because you know what? We have to be very careful with the narcissist, because they will use that against us. They will also use that as information. Because if the narcissist is really listening to you, they're priming you for information. They're trying to pump you for information so that they can later on use it. It's not that they're interested in listening to what you have to say. Right? It's not like they're interested in what you have to say. Unfortunately, I hate to say that, but it's the truth. So it's like you got to start gray rocking. The other thing, too, is just to start realizing the programming that's going on in our head. We have a tendency of having this programming that everything that's happening is happening because we've done something wrong. And that's not true. But see, that programming that's telling us that it's happened that way is a problem. And so that's why even when you know that something's wrong and somebody's calling you, oh, you're so sensitive and you can't take a joke and da-da-da-da, whatever that looks like, and you know that's wrong. But you know and I know that a few minutes later, even a few hours later, you say, maybe I've just been so mean. Maybe it's really not them. Maybe it's in my head. Maybe I'm the one that's being overly sensitive. And then the brain starts, you know, concocting this, and then you start reminiscing the times that are good, and you go, you know what, I'm the one that's being the jerk. You see what I'm saying? We keep going back. And so that's really the big thing that has to be switched, is that programming that makes us believe that we are the bad, or the ones that are causing the pain. That's what we have to catch. It's not necessarily every single sign and symptom of somebody that's a narcissist. It's like when we feel bad and we don't like the way we're feeling and we feel off by that and we question that and we allow ourselves to question that, and instead of going back into the mental state of being codependent, back into the mental state of being blindsided by the narcissist, we have to sit there and catch and say, wait, hold up a second. They did call me sensitive. They did make fun of me. Everybody was laughing. This is obviously a sign that this is narcissistic. I need to realize why I have the programming to keep letting them back in. I need to understand why I haven't pushed back emotionally to start working on emotional distancing. And, you know, some of us are in relationships with folks like this, like major relationships, like married. Okay, and so that's a lot more that we have to discuss. And I think some of you have awakened to this throughout the situation with being at home for a year because of this COVID scenario. And I think that many of you are awakening to the situation of the marriage. And so this is an eye-opening experience because you haven't been around them long enough to realize what was really going on. And there was a blind spot there, right? So when I return, I'm going to give you some more tips and tricks on how to deal with this. And just being aware and how to be aware of the situation, because knowledge is power. Okay, so I have some more information. So stay tuned. We got one more segment left here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. So Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about narcissistic abuse, identifying gaslighting, manipulation. And right before, like in our last break, we were talking about safeguarding ourselves and how to do it. Again, to talk about gray rocking, right, which is like eliminating the emotional connection in the relationship. You know, stop talking about the stuff that really hurts your feelings or the stuff that really matters and start gray rocking, which is more like, hey, how was your day? Oh, how was your day? How was the weather? Yada, yada, yada. So basically limiting, you know, you don't have to do it, you know, excessively. But not talking about personal stuff. So not talking about your personal relationships, if this is like a parent or a friend or a coworker, eliminating the stuff that they can use to use over you or to get closer to you or to manipulate you. The next thing that we have to do, because the gray rocking is just a technique, but the thing is that in order to really get into it, I know. We got to get into our programming, our mental programming, because many of us, and I'm talking about from the concept of somebody that has dealt with narcissistic abuse growing up, has a blind side to it. Okay? And because there's that blind side, what is that blind side? What is that blind spot about? That blind spot is, I have had this throughout my life. I had no label or understanding what it is, so this seems to be normal. So I let these people in. Might even marry somebody like that. So the way that we do this that's interesting is that when somebody is narcissistic and they are abusing you, there's a tendency of questioning reality because that's what you've always done. Because remember, as a kid, there's no way that somebody could be mean like that. There must have been something that I did wrong. There must have been something that I did wrong to facilitate that, because as a kid, it's not like you could walk out at 5 years old and be like, screw this, I'm done with this, I'm out of here, I'm going to go get my own place, we'll talk about it later, I'm not happy here, I got to move on. You know what I'm saying? No, we had to turn it around on us to be able to facilitate a reason why somebody was treating us like this, right? Remember, because it doesn't make any sense, because especially if it's a parent, they're supposed to be your parent, supposed to love you, so there has to be a reason why they're doing this, right? So we start making up reasons for that, and so those reasons go into our life as adults, and then so when something happens and there's crazy making and we're made to think something, we begin to accept that reality because we assume that that is true. So I want you to start questioning things. If you do feel like you're being abused by a narcissist, especially mentally or emotionally, I want you to start catching your feelings. I want you to start asking yourself, why did I feel this way? What was being said? How did this happen? How often has this happened? Taking some notes, journaling a little bit on this, and catching when you feel a certain way, right? Catching when you feel a certain way. And understanding what that's like. And so when you do try to say, try to make it better, or you do try to, oh, it's really not that big of a deal, why are you doing that? What's behind that? Being able to see that there's programming behind that. There's programming that you are interacting with behind that that's creating that reality, because, again, that goes back to the old school programming again of how we got here in the first place. So I just need you to start catching that. I need you to start being aware of the mind saying, no, no, it's really not that big of a deal. Or I'm just jumping to conclusions, or, you know, there's something wrong with me. I need you to start catching that, because this is the way that we start changing the programming. And this is also the way that we start realizing all the little, it's like a million cuts, right? It's like 10,000 cuts. And all those little cuts become something big. But it's hard to look at all these little cuts and all these little, you know, it's hard to look at that and be able to assimilate that when you keep questioning the reality that you might have had involvement or you created this reality. So just being aware of the mind trying to say, no, it seems to be more of your fault, or no, let's let this go, or, you know, you need to be nice. Whatever that is that's coming into your head. And also be aware, if you're asking anybody else for advice, understand that some people do have, they don't know it either. They have a blind spot as well. And so you're getting advice from someone else that also has a blind spot that's not going to be able to help you. Being aware of that is powerful, because they might not even know what they're dealing with. If you haven't already, check out my website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Also, we put up new video content every week on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. It's the same name, and that's our YouTube channel name, and you can watch new video content every week as well. Also, if you want to catch the podcast, you can go to the website, Ashley Burgess, and you can click on the podcast, or you can check out the podcast on Spreaker. Just put in Ashley Burgess or Perspectives. Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We have a great show for you next week. Stay tuned. But in the meantime, we have Q and Ashley on all social medias on Thursday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley. Ashley Burgess will be back in. I'll be back this time, in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our Dancestors genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Dancestors clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.